A 9-year-old, martial arts, a pit bull, and one amazing story. 29 Eyewitness News at 11 starts now.
I was 9 years old at the time. I was in fourth grade, and I remember that I was at home. I was on some sort of like break from school. It was like, I think it was like winter or Christmas break. It was like one of those long ones where you get like 2 weeks off or something like that. And I remember my mom had left for work. It was like around, I don't know, 10, 11 in the morning, you know, late morning. And I was outside my front yard just playing like a typical 9-year-old does. And my childhood friend, who, you know, we were friends for a while, her name is China, and she was walking with her dog to go check the mail. So she's walking by my front yard and she goes to check the mail, and you know, we just say hi, you know, just casual stuff. And then we have just a short little conversation. Then she continues to, you know, we wrap up the conversation. She starts walking away, you know, towards her house. And the direction she's walking, I look and I see this like a large pit bull. There's just, I don't know, man. It was just like a, you just kind of get like a gut feeling sometimes of like, man, like something doesn't feel right here. And that was definitely one of those moments. And sure enough, out of nowhere, the dog just goes for it and starts running after her little dog. So he starts attacking her little dog. She, you know, as most dog owners, jumps in and tries to fight the dog off and everything. But then it turns on her, of course. And mind you, this was during, you know, like a Christmas break or something, to where like people still had to work, and you know, the neighborhood was quiet because most people were already at work by then. And there was really no one I could get help for, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, she's getting mauled by this dog. So I couldn't go around and run and try to get help. So I was like, oh, crap, I'm gonna just have to do something at this point. So my instincts just kind of took over. And then what happened is, like, the dog, as it like turned back towards me, for whatever reason, it just came in my head. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna put the dog in a rear naked chokehold. His back's towards me, you know, just my jiu-jitsu training just kind of kicked in. And so I went for it. So I just kind of jumped on the dog's back, put in a rear naked chokehold. And I just remember thinking, you know, as I'm trying to hold this, you know, choke it, I'm kind of on its back, straddling it, sort of. Remember thinking, like, holy crap, what did I get myself into? Like, what am I doing, you know? But I was confident. And, you know, I felt like I was in pretty good control because, you know, I had my arm going underneath the dog's neck. I had my other arm around, you know, through the backside or the top side of its neck, however you want to word it. So I felt like I was in control, you know, as long as I didn't, you know, lose control of the hold or something, I felt pretty confident, and it paid off, you know. I was able to maintain control. I didn't get hurt at all. Probably within like a minute or less, you know, it slowly stopped, you know, biting her and attacking her and everything, and eventually let go. So then she, you know, scooped her dog up and then ran to her house. And then I drug the dog across the street and stuff, just in case if it were to get away from me, you know, it'd have a little extra distance to cover before it got to her again, you know. So yeah, I just kind of held the dog there on this random house's you know, front yard. You know, mind you, I was only 9 years old at the time, you know, and I didn't have a cell phone or anything. So I'm sitting there kind of holding this dog down. I mean, the dog wasn't fighting anyway. It was kind of like just tired from the fight, and I'm sure from me choking it. Well, fortunately, some guy just happened to drive by and he saw, you know, this 9-year-old kid holding this dog down in his front yard. So then he stopped and he's like, hey, do you need help? And then, you know, I told him what happened and explained the story. So then he called animal control, and then animal control eventually showed up, and then they took the dog away. She, from what I remember, she didn't get injured too bad. She only had a few puncture wounds, like from a forearm area, I think it was. So, you know, she just got treated and then released by the hospital that same day. She was there for a couple hours. I think it was the next day or a couple days later, we get a phone call at our house, and my mom answers it, and she's on the phone and she's talking for a while. And then she comes up to me and she's like, hey, you know, the local news station, they want to interview you about what happened and everything. And I was like, really? And, you know, and yeah, I did that first interview with my local news station. And then after that, it just kind of like blew up from there.
For our top story, a 9-year-old Bakersfield boy is being called a hero tonight after he saved another girl from a vicious pit bull. When you look at him, 9-year-old Drew Heredio doesn't look tough, but he is.
And I get its neck or its head right here, and I get it like this, and then I push this hand down, I squeeze it like that, So it kind of like calmed it down.
I was on Fox News, a lot of those major news networks. If I remember correctly, I also got invited to Ellen and then like possibly even Oprah, like big time names for sure. But when I was 9 years old, I was very shy at the time. And, you know, the attention was cool. You know, it was like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, be on the news. And, you know, of course, everyone at my school was talking about it. And then, you know, my parents, you know, they would talk to their friends or, you know, mutual people that they knew. And, you know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, my son Drew, you know, he's the kid that choked out that dog. And they, of course, every time, like, oh, my gosh, yeah, you know, I saw it on the news, you know. And but again, you know, I was a pretty shy 9-year-old kid. And I kind of just got tired of the media attention. I was happy and I guess you can say thankful that, you know, people were admiring what I did and the positive attention I was getting. But I honestly, even to this day, like I'll tell anyone, like I'm not a hero. I don't feel like what I did was anything special. I just kind of feel like I was in the right place at the right time. And, you know, just kind of like anything else in life, you know, when it's time to do the right thing, it's time to do the right thing. Again, my training just kind of took over. When that incident happened, I had only been doing jiu-jitsu for like a couple months, from what I remember. But I do remember after that story, the place I was going to, the business like blew up. Because the instructor there at the time, his name's Matt Baker. I mean, it got to the point where he was having to like turn people away just because he physically couldn't provide to the business he was getting, you know what I mean?
It's called a reverse naked choke, and he learned it here at the Bakersfield Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Studio in Southwest Bakersfield.
I was surprised. I told him I would have ran the other way, but...
Instructor Matt Baker said Drew has only been studying for about 2 months, but he pulled the move off perfectly.
And then as far as the jiu-jitsu goes, like, it's crazy. Like, you just, you know, you train, and... When push comes to shove and, you know, it just kind of happens, like your instincts just kind of take over in your training, so to speak. So yeah.
But still, what makes a 9-year-old take on a vicious pit bull?
I just didn't want the girl to get hurt any more worse than she is.
Now that it's over, what do you think?
I'm proud of myself.
This episode features Drew Radia. Drew is a firefighter now. Go figure. All episodes of the Jiu-Jitsu Tapes are presented by Show Your Roll. Visit us on showyourroll.com.